No, let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. We're going to talk to you about the myth of Good Friday, because Jesus was not crucified on a Friday. And I'm going to lay a foundation so you can understand. So when we get to the crucifixion, you can understand where we're at. Always be teachable. Well, I don't care. I grew up all my life going to Good Friday services, and that's fine. You know, you went to worship the Lord. I think you can worship the Lord on any day. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Any day. I think we ought to worship Him every day. And I'm not trying to tear people down right now. I'm just trying to give you a Bible truth. And now, if you're witness to a lost person, he say he's going to go up, he's given up Lent, and he's given up, you know, I'm going to Good Friday services. Say, are you stupid? Don't you know Jesus? Don't say that to that guy. You're going to run him away from the Lord. You know, we got to have wisdom when we deal with people, you know. And so, but you're pretty well grown up, and you all profess to be saved. So let me just give you some truth here. Look at Genesis chapter 1. Let's look at verses 3 through 5. And we'll just see what God says, how the day starts. And God's, look, how many got verse, Genesis 1, verse 3. God said, and God said, that's a pretty good place to go. No matter what, doesn't matter what preacher says, doesn't matter what the guy outside says, doesn't matter what the guy on TV says, it's what God's word says. The Bible says, let God be true, every man a liar. And so I'm just going to read you what God's word says. God said, let there be light, and there was. And God saw that the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. Look at verse 5. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Watch. And the evening and the morning were the first day. How many see that? So in God's timetable, if we understand the scripture, he starts in the evening. I'll abbreviate. Eve. That's not talking about Adam and Eve. I didn't have the other E anyways. It's the evening. So when does God's day start? Yeah, and if you go through all every one of the days, and the evening and morning was the second day, and the evening and morning was the third day, and the evening and morning was the fifth day, and right on down through. And when he got done, he says, man, I feel good about what I did. And it was good, amen? And so, 24, and by the way, that's another reason I want you to notice, Sean. The next day is, in day two, it says, in the evening and the morning was the second day. 24 hours. Every day consists of 24 hours. Some people that think they want to distort the Bible, they want to tell you there's a lot of days in between, years and stuff in between these days. No, each day, 24 hours. Amen? And the day begins in the evening, and there are 24-hour periods. Now look at Jonah. Go to the book of Jonah. Near the back of your Old Testament. Jonah chapter 1. Look at Jonah chapter 1. All I'm doing now is giving you a preparation for what I'm going to teach you. Jonah chapter 1. If you can't, there's always an index in front of your Bible. On my page, I got a Schofield, 944, but I don't know if that'll help you. But Jonah, it's a little book. Sometimes they're hard to find. 944 on my page, but Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. I want you to see something about Jonah. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish. How many see that? You say, what's that got to do with Jesus? And you'll see. To swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish. How many days? And how many nights? 3 days, three nights. There's 24 hours to a day. That's 72 hours. 3 days, three nights. Amen? Now turn to Matthew chapter 12, and you'll see what God calls that great fish. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Notice what it says in verse 40. In Matthew chapter 12, if I can find it myself. Here it is. For as Jonah, how many see that? For as Jonas, talking about Jonah. How many have got Matthew 12, 40? It's important that you see the Word of God. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly. Well, we know what that big fish was. If you didn't have enough sense to understand it, it was a whale when you read it. Anybody knows a big fish is a whale. Duh. But for the sixth graders that couldn't pass the test, he puts it in here for us. Amen? It was a whale. Jonah had a whale of a time. That's where you get all those things, stories from, jokes. But notice, not only was he in the whale, but look what it says there about Jesus. I'm in verse 40. I'm in Matthew 12, verse 40. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days, three nights in the heart of the earth. How many see that? So we found out the day starts in the evening according to God's time. And we know that Jonah was in the whale's 3 days and three nights. And Jonah was a forerunner to give us the truth about Jesus as far as being in the earth 3 days and three. The whale's belly represented a tomb. How many are still with me? It's symbolic. And he said, just like Jonah was in that whale's belly for 3 days and three nights, Jesus, your Savior, is going to be in the earth 3 days and three nights. Amen? So, Billy, why is preacher doing this, Billy? Because I got to establish this, because you got to have 3 days and three nights. And if I put Jesus on the cross on Friday, I just made God's word none effect. Are you still with me? You cannot get 72 hours from Friday to Sunday morning. Hello? Don't get mad. Be a Bible student. Say, I don't care what people taught me. I just want to learn what the Bible says. Amen. That's why they call us Bible believers. That's why they call us fundamentalists. Because we don't care what the world says. We just believe what that old King James Bible says. We're those fundamental Bible thumpers. Amen? Well, you're in a fundamental Bible thumper church tonight with an old fat man preacher that's been in it a long time, 40-some years. Well, let's go from there now. So was Jesus really crucified on a Friday? Is Good Friday really so good after all? Yeah, it's good. We get paychecks on Friday. Right, teachers? At least at Bethel, the teachers get there and preacher gets a salary. We get paid on Friday here at Bethel, man. I'll tell you right now, we thank God for Friday. Whether he got crucified or not, we thank God for Friday. That's payday here, buddy. Ray, we wave the flags every day here at Friday. We can't wait to get our checks and go down to the bank and cash them babies. Trouble is, most of the time we got them half spent before we cash them, and we're just running to pay it, to catch it so it don't bounce. How many ever been like that? Sometimes we get more of the, we have more month than we have money. How many of you ever did that? Okay. So is Good Friday really so good after all? When you study the Bible, it is virtually impossible to crucify Jesus on a Friday and keep him on there for 3 days and three nights, 72 hours. Well, let's examine the Word of God and study the Scriptures to see when Jesus was really crucified. So turn to Matthew chapter 27, and we'll just go point by point. Matthew chapter 27. Now, why didn't preacher do this next Wednesday, right before Good Friday? I'm afraid you might bring a visitor, and I might blow him out. You don't teach this right before Easter. You teach it before Easter so you can teach your people truth. How many preacher taught this already? How many know about this? Wow, okay. I thought most of you knew. Okay. By the way, don't get... I'm not worried about the day I'm just glad the day came when he was crucified. I'm not going to punch somebody in the nose. I don't care what that preacher says. He was crucified on a Friday. Hey, I'm not going to lose no sleep over it. I'm still going to eat pizza. It doesn't bother me. Amen? Pepperoni and sausage and bacon. Sure, get that sugar way up there, buddy. Okay. Now, let's go through the scriptures. This is really a great... Brother Jack, you'd be surprised how many fundamental Baptists don't even know this truth that I'm giving you tonight. And look at Matthew. How many got Matthew 27? Well, let's start number one. I wrote three little points, but I'm not done. There's 3 points, and I got some more stuff under it, Eddie. So I don't want these people to get excited. Boy, he's down to point three already. Point one, Matthew 27, verse 22 to 26, we see that Pilate was the one in charge that gave permission to crucify Christ. So let's look at verse 22. Pilate said unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." You know, the world still would crucify him if they could. And the governor said, "Why? What evil hath he done?" He didn't do anything. Never did anything wrong, by the way. He was everything perfect. But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw it, he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made. He took of water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye do it." And they answered all the people. He said, "His blood will be on us and our children." I'm going to tell you something. it's like a kid breaking the window. Like, I'll pick on Kyle, because Kyle's one of my buddies. It's like Kyle throwing a brick through the window, washing his hands, saying, "I didn't do it, Dad. See, Dad, my hands are clean." I'm going to tell you, Pilate was guilty. Because Pilate had power to say, "No, you're not going to crucify Christ." Now I know that Christ came to be crucified. But I'm trying to give you a truth here. Just because you say you're not guilty and you still do it, you're guilty. Hello? And so he was as much guilty. See, because Christ was dying as much for his sins as he was ours. But Pilate, I'm working on peas right now. Pilate gave the permission to crucify Christ. Then we know number two, verse 33, it took the place. The Pilate gave permission, and the place was the place of the skull. Look at verse 27, verse 33. "And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha," that is to say, a place of skull, Calvary. We know the place was Calvary, even though the other name is Golgotha, place of skull. Someday I'm going to visit Israel. That's one of the first places I want to go. How many of you have ever been to Israel? I have not. Anyone here ever been to Israel? Boy, I'd sure love to go to Israel. If this thing works out good for us. You preachers are here, you'll be getting a lot of practice. One of those things I'm going to do is I'm going to take a trip to Israel as soon as I can, so I get things squared away here. Anyways, the place of the skull. And so we know that Pilate gave permission to crucify him. The place was Calvary. And then just outside of Jerusalem city. And we know, number three, verse 37, we know for sure the person crucified was Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Look at verse 37. And set over his head, accusation written, "This is a Jew. This is Jesus, King of the Jews." He was more than King of the Jews, though. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His name is wonderful, amen? Mighty God, Prince of Peace. And so he's the Rose of Sharon. He's the Lily of the Valley. That's who went to Calvary for you and I. Well, so what was the precise time and day? We know the exact time because the Bible gives us the exact time. We know that Jesus, and I'll give it to you in just 1 minute here, Jesus was crucified from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. He was on the cross for 6 hours. Isn't it amazing? He was dying for all mankind, and man was made on the sixth day. Six is the number of man. And there Christ on 6 hours on the cross, dying for mankind. Amen? I don't know if that's just a coincidence or not, but I think there's something to it. And if you'll notice, just write this down because I don't want to leave Matthew and I want to get this thing done tonight. In Matthew, just write this. Mark 15:25 said they took Christ to crucify him in the third hour. Now, the Jewish day was made up just like our day, 24 hours. The only thing different about the Jewish time, Eddie, versus our time, we start at 12. They start at 6. Are you with me? But they have 2:12. They have 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., the first 12 hours. Then they got 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., the second 12 hours. Are you with me? How many are still with me? Yeah. All right. Now, in Mark, it says he was crucified in the third hour, in the ninth hour. No, third hour. If you go from 6 a.m., the second 12 section of the day, from 6 and from, if you, no, go up, Rich. 6, go up 3 hours. 7, 8, it would be 9 a.m., right? Okay, so he was put on the cross. It says there in Mark 15 and verse 25 that they crucified him in the third hour. That's 9 a.m. Now look at Matthew 27, because you're in the book, you're still in the book of Matthew, right? Look at 27, verse 45 and 46. Now, from the sixth hour, how many got verse 45? From the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And so, if you went 6 hours from 6 a.m., what is that? That's 12 noon. Are you with me? How many are with me? You're starting at 6 a.m., you go 6 hours. 6, 12 noon. So we know at 12 noon, all the way to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the world was in total darkness. For 3 hours, from 12 noon to 3 p.m., the whole world was in complete, just not Jerusalem, the whole world. Because God was judging all the sins of the whole world. I believe the whole world was in, the whole globe, the whole earth was in total darkness. Well, he says it's finished in the ninth hour. So, Jesus dies at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Are you still with me? Stay with me. Verse 45. Now, from the sixth hour, because you go from 6 o'clock up to 12 noon, 6 hours, right? There was darkness over the land until the ninth hour. Well, the ninth hour from 6 would be 3 o'clock. How many understand what preacher's doing? Okay. Now, so, geez, and we know he was put on at 9 o'clock in the morning because Mark 15 tells us he was put on at 9 a.m. So, he was on there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. He was on there for 6 hours. Jesus was crucified for 6 hours on the cross. Does everybody see that? Okay. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, you know, my God, my God. Why hast thou forsaken me? And it just goes down. If you read a few more things, he says, I give up. He gave up the spirit. And matter of fact, look at John 19:30. It just came to me. I didn't have this plan. John chapter 19, verse 30. Didn't have this. This would be good to have write this down. This is good. Jesus therefore received the vinegar. He said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. John 9, he said, in the ninth hour, he cried out, it is finished. And so in the ninth hour, Christ cried out, it's finished. I'm in John 19:30, he cries out, it's finished. And that was in the ninth hour. And so Jesus gives up the spirit at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, watch this. Man, we didn't have these kind of, when we were in school, we didn't have these fancy racers, Jack. Man, these are big time, boy. We didn't have these kind of boards either, Jack. We had them huge chalkboards with chalk that I used to have to write, I will not do this 500 times. I will not talk in class. 500. I lost my thought. I'm clowning around here. I'm trying to think where. Well, I came over here for a reason. Okay, from 3 p.m. in the afternoon until 6 p.m., they got Joseph of Arimathea, got permission, and by the way, Nicodemus was there too. They came and got Jesus' body, and they prepared it, and they put it in a borrowed tomb. Joseph of Arimathea, how many are still with me? And they put Jesus in the tomb by 6 p.m. Body in tomb. Okay, you can read that. I know you can. Body in tomb. So, I'm on Wednesday. Now watch. I told you, every 24 hours is a day. And each day starts at 6 p.m. 6:01 p.m. Are you with me? Now watch. Okay, you got... We just put Wednesday, abbreviated. Let's go 24 hours. By the way, it's 6 p.m. How many are with preacher? Jesus in the tomb. He's in the tomb. All right, 24 hours. There's Thursday. Right? Another 24 hours. Friday. Right? So you got one, the first day, the second day. How many are with me? Now watch. Watch. The third day. And that takes you to Saturday. Right? How many are with me? Now watch. So you got 6 o'clock p.m. Thursday, 6 o'clock p.m. Friday. How many are with me? You got 6 o'clock p.m. Saturday. Watch. Think with me. Listen to what I'm trying to show you. After, on this Saturday, which is their Sabbath. Hello? When does Sunday start? You're right, 6:01, right? Sunday would start 6:01 p.m. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Is everybody with preacher right now? Okay. I'm sorry, I can't. I never could write. I'm left-handed, but that's no excuse. I still can't. Now watch. What? Look at, I wrote this down so you could read it. By the way, Wednesday, did you notice there's 7 days in a week? What's the middle day of the week? No, it's not. Wednesday's the middle. Put them out. Start with Sunday. I did on my paper. I put Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sunday's the first day of the week. Monday's the second day. Tuesday's the third. Wednesday's the fourth day of the week. Thursday's the fifth. Friday's the sixth, and Saturday's the seventh. Amen. And Saturday was their Sabbath. Are you still with me? Watch. Now, look at Matthew chapter 28. I'm over in John. Look at verse 1. By the way, you can't. It took all the way down to here to get me with Wednesday. How would you make it on Friday? He hadn't even been in there. But how many are with me? Anybody with me? To put Christ on the cross Friday is an impossibility, what I'm trying to show you. Now watch. Look at Matthew 28:1. In the end of the Sabbath. How many see that? Look up here, church. The end of the Sabbath was right here. Saturday. That was the end of the Sabbath. Okay? When did it end, Billy? When did that Sabbath end? You're right. 6 p.m. it ended. 6 p.m. So as soon as you turn to 6:01, you're on a new day. You're on the first day of the week. You say, well, preacher, that's still our Saturday. Yeah, because we go from 12 to 12. They went from 6 to 6. Amen. How many are still with me? Even though, listen, I'll give you a great for instance, because this is, I'm always reading about Iraqi news every day. So when I read about Iraqi news, like right now, it is almost 8 o'clock here. Iraq is 7 hours ahead of us. Hello? So when it's 8 o'clock here, it's, and I'm still on December. I'm coming, Tiny, in the tulips with the ukulele, Tiny Tim. Today is the 28th, and 28th's my favorite number. I wish when I'd go home, they'd call me and say, it RV'd, because 28 is my favorite. It's always been my favorite number. But I'll tell you, I'm willing to make 29 my favorite number if it goes tomorrow. Amen. Matter of fact, you just give me the day. I'll make it my favorite. Amen. I forgot what I was doing now. Was I working on the Sabbath? Yeah. See, yeah. Like right now, it's the next day over in Iraq. They're in the next day already. They're 1 o'clock in the morning. When we get 8, what? 3 o'clock. Yeah. I don't know. I know they're 7 hours ahead of us, though. I don't think they do. I don't think they use it because they hate the Jews. Yeah, that's that wild bunch out of Ishmael that's over there. That's why they're nuts. They are not. God said Ishmael would be. That's what's taking us long. We're dealing with idiots. We're dealing with people that are wild. They're wild. He said he'd be a wild man. I'm back in Genesis now, but don't. It's not got nothing to do with this. Ishmael, the baby that wasn't supposed to be born. And anyways, don't get me on that. No, I'm really mad. So no, it's not. But anyways, even though it's Saturday here, it's Sunday there. Are we? Because they're on from 6 to 6, we're on 12 to 12. Are you with me? So the end of the Sabbath comes, 6 p.m. Saturday. As it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, Sunday, so it must be getting around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning there. Hello? How many are with me? Came Mary Magdalene and Mary to see the sepulcher, and there was a great earthquake. Angels, the Lord descended from the heaven, and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. By the way, Jesus was long gone. He was long gone. Jesus wasn't waiting for them to come. I believe when it was 6:01, he left. Because that was 72 hours. I believe as soon as it turned Sunday, personally in my heart, I believe Christ left that tomb the moment it was 6:01. As soon as the first day of the week came, I believe Jesus arose. Jack, you're looking like you don't understand me. He came out of that tomb a little bit after 6 o'clock on Saturday, which is their Sunday. Am I making sense? I know I'm talking Chinese, but and I had a little Arabic in there too. But notice. You're right. Yes, that's a, amen. Thank you, Ron, because that's what I wanted to say. They rolled the stone back, not for Jesus, for Mary Magdalene and the ladies. They didn't roll it back for Jesus. He walked right through it. Remember, later he walked through doors and walls. Hello, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was trying to get there, but I didn't get my mind collected. One of those senior days. Look up here. He was already risen. Even when they got there early, he'd already risen, man. He was already risen. That tomb was empty. He vacated it a long time before that. They got there hours after he had already resurrected. Woo! Amen? And they rolled the stone back for those ladies. Jesus, he didn't have to roll. He didn't have to roll it back. He walked through it. If he wanted to, he just said, move back, move over, go back where you were. You know, one place he said, if you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out and praise me. So let me get this so you get it all together. He was put in a borrowed tomb. The reason it was borrowed because he knew he wasn't going to need it, but for 3 days, why buy one? It's like you borrow a guy's car for 3 days, you go to rental or one of those places and rent a car for 3 days. You don't know. He borrowed a tomb, Joseph of Arimathea. And then Jesus knew he'd raised the third day, and so he only borrowed it. And then, praise God, he comes out of that tomb. Amen? I think he came out, personally, if you want to hold me to it, I think he came out at 6:01. I believe he came right out as soon as it turned to Sabbath. As soon as it came off the Sabbath and went into the first day of the week, probably 1 second then. Whatever you want to, I don't know how fast Jesus, he can do what he wants, But I believe he came out right away. As soon as it was 3 days and three nights, he came out of there. Are you with me? And so, now the disciples came early on the first day of the week, which was Sunday, and he was already risen, just like he said he would. Isn't that just like Jesus to always do what he says? So it was not Good Friday when he was crucified. It was Good Wednesday. Because that's the only way you can get 72 hours and make it work. How many understand that? He did come out on a Saturday evening after 6, but that Saturday, even though it's our Saturday, would not have been the Jewish Saturday. It would be the Jewish Sunday. How many are with you? You getting it, Liz? Even though we call it Saturday, because they have we're on the 12s and they're on 6s, he came out Saturday evening just right after 6 o'clock p.m. I believe that, which would be a Sunday, first day of the week. Because as soon as it turned 6:01, it was a new day. It was the first day of the week, p.m. Does everyone understand that? And that's how you get 3 days and three nights. You have Jesus crucified on a Wednesday. Isn't that amazing? Most fundamental Baptist churches have church on Wednesdays. I don't tell us to have it in the Bible. But it's amazing how most of us wonder why we did that. Hello? Just something to think about. I'm not trying to add nothing to it. It's something. But Jesus was crucified on a Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 6 hours. And he came out of that grave on the first day of the week, a little after 6 p.m. Amen? And so now you got the truth from the Word of God about the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. And what's the greatest part about it? He did exactly what he said he would. Look, are you still in Matthew? Let me read that last verse. Look at verse 6. 28:6, and I'm done. He's not here, for he's risen. Hallelujah. And he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay, where he had. It's gone. And go quickly, tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, and I have told you. And so, what a great thing. Our Savior, always on time, never late. Wish I could say that. And always keeps every word he says. He told me, not only did he tell me he was going to rise the third day, but he told me, let me look at one. I didn't have this plan. I'll just give you this to close out. Look at Acts 1. I gotta find it. I'm having trouble seeing. Here it is. Yeah. Look at Acts chapter 10 and verse 11. Acts 1, verse 10 and 11. I just couldn't find chapter 1, Eddie. Found the book of Acts. It was all right as soon as I found the right. Got in the book. You can get the book. You can usually find the address. Acts 1, 10. He'd been on this earth now 40 days. Well, look at Acts 1. Look at Acts 1:3 first. To whom? How many's got Acts 1:3 and I'm all done? To whom also he showed himself alive. Yeah, we ain't got a dead Savior. We got a risen, alive Savior. After his passion by many infallible proofs. Infallible means you cannot, there's no way you can prove him wrong. He's alive. Being seen of them, how many days? 40 days. Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Now go to verse 10. All right, so he walks out in the Mount of Olives, Billy, and I'll look up here. He starts to go right up. Wow. I don't care who you are, even the preachers, loose as I am. It would have shook me up, Rod. I mean, he's elevating right in front of me, right in front of these. And while they looked steadfast towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Those are angels. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus was taken from you into heaven. Look at this. Shall so come like in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Hey, he's leaving, but he's coming back. And he always keeps his word. Amen? So don't panic. Yes, he's risen. Yes, he's ascended. Yes, he's at the right hand of the Father. And he went up, 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 right up to heaven. I can't even write. But he went to heaven. One day, though, he's going to come back in the clouds and get us. We call it the rapture. The Bible calls it a mystery. Over in Thessalonians, behold, I show you a mystery. We should all sleep, but be changed in a moment of twinkling eye at the last trump. And so, We're coming towards a great celebration for this world. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. We're celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a great celebration. The whole world gets excited. That's why we're going to keep the kids in the bus routes on this property here, so I can preach to a lot of people, have you back there singing and packing this place out so we can reach the adults. And I told Eddie, get some preaching, preach the fire out of those kids in the back of the building. Give them candy later, but man, we ought to get excited about the real Savior that's alive coming. And so, get excited, he's coming back. He's always done what he said he would. I've failed a lot of times, but he never failed once, never will. He's coming again. Coming again, coming again. I wish I knew all the words. Bum, 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 bum. I know the tune, but I can't remember the words. Dun, 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 dun. Jesus is coming again. Amen. He is coming. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Bum, 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 bum. I only know a couple lines. He's coming. Amen. Trumpets will. How many know the song? We're gonna rise up to meet him in the sky. And that's the truth. We are. And we'll be shouting that, won't we? No more sugar. No more blood pressure. No more heart attacks. No more cancer. I spent some time with a lady that's 91 years old a couple days ago. Florence Wolf. Spent some time with her. They think she might be coming near the end. I don't know how close. Her brother thought, but she seemed all right to me. She was still in her right mind. Still felt, she was sitting in the chair. You want to get Florence excited when you talk to her? Just talk to her about the rapture. She lights right. She come right out of that old body. She come right. I said, man, I start talking about the rapture. She said, yeah. Her eyes just a twinkled and saint of God, old saint of God, amen. And I said, Florence, hang in there. You might get to go up with us. If not, you'll go ahead of us. But that's one thing. You're Christian. You ain't got to worry. If you die, if I die before the rapture, don't cry, man. I'm with the Lord. I'll meet you guys up in the clouds. I'm going to be. I like taking first. You think I'm letting you beat me? You're crazy. So, all right, let's have a moment of prayer. I'm glad you came.